designed for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Are you getting that feedback?
No.
All right, good.
Are you?
No.
We're just making that up?
Yeah, of course.
Where are you, in D.C.?
I'm still in D.C. Had a very interesting day.
Yeah? How's the weather over there?
Oh, right now? 95.
Really?
Right now. You would love it.
Super muggy outside?
Oh, it's crazy hot. I took a huge run at like 11 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here. I ran from my hotel to the Washington Monument, to the Jefferson Memorial, to the Lincoln Memorial, back to the White House.
Or,
it's kind of, it's surreal, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's like it's some sort of espionage movie. Did you make the drop at each one of the memorials?
Yes, I made the contact, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Sorry. And
in fact, it's funny. I was outside the White House today. I was driving by, and the president's cavalcade came by.
I think it's called a motorcade.
Motorcade, there you
cavalcade
go.
Cavalcade would be
horses.
Like a Bob
horses.
Hope.
Yes.
Would have a bunch of celebrities and to welcome like the 1972 college all-star team.
That's right. That'd be a cavalcade.
But, that's a cavalcade.
It's kind of you know, weird. You're sitting outside the White House and the president drives by.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no big deal. Good times.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So, you know, I took a tour of the White House once.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I wonder if they're, and I hid in a dumbwaiter.
Mm.
And I banged the bejesus out of Hillary Clinton in the middle of the night. But she thought it was Bill. And
really?
She was like fresh, you know, and I really got it on with her. Yeah. I hadn't talked about it for years, but I figure it's safe to talk now. All right, you ready to roll here, Drew?
Good time.
Did I give the board certified and all that crap?
I'm sure you did.
And the phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. All righty. Katie.
Yes?
Hey, Drew, you know what I was about to do?
Yeah.
I had my finger poised over the button from the Post-it from two nights ago to punch up the screen.
And you held back.
No, I didn't hold back. You just punched Katie up. We explained this last night, but I think, let me put Katie on hold for one second. I think people sometimes, when you're listening to a radio show, like to sort of picture what's going on or how it works in here, and I won't take up too much time, but we have there's two pieces of equipment that are worth a rat's hindquarters in this room. One is a flat TV monitor or computer monitor, and the other is two nice leather chairs, both of which were not provided by Westwood One. Mm-hmm. And have nothing to do with Westwood One. Drew, what is the first thing I said when I saw that nice new flat TV / video / computer monitor desk?
Well, first you were confused. Like, well, wait a minute.
This was built in this decade.
Right,
Where did this come from? Who provided this?
That's right.
Even though we work at Westwood One, I saw a new piece of state-of-the-art equipment in here and was confused.
Yeah, yeah.
And I processed it for a minute and I said, well, where did this come from? A Lycus listener? What happened? Yeah. How did these get in here? Just like you would say if you saw these nice leather chairs in here. What are those doing in here? Yeah. Well, of course, they were provided by our listeners, and this TV screen is probably a Tom Lycus item. Mm-hmm. Whatever the story behind this screen is, it has nothing to do with Westwood One, of course, because what they have the TV, you know, the TV they use, the monitor they use is the one that Lucy took the guts out of and poked her head through for that famous episode.
Yeah,
that's the one they normally use.
It definitely has tubes.
Yeah, well, no, Lucy pulled the tube out. Physically looking.
Lucy's decayed head is still
Lucille
in it.
Lucille Ball's rotting corpse is what they normally have.
Okay, that's nice.
All right, but we have a screen in here, and they have all the calls printed up on there, line 1 through 6, and Drew puts a little post-it yellow sticker when he sees a call he likes, and that's the one I punch up. Now, ironically, that post-it sticker usually falls off within 4 or 5 minutes, sometimes making things confusing in here. But the one that Dr. Bruce stuck on from three nights ago is still there. And I am so Pavlovian that even with Drew not in the studio, and even though I did it last night, when I look up and I see the Post-it on line 5, my finger goes for line 5.
Right.
And if that Post-it was there every day for another 4 years, I would punch up line 5. You see, no, I do my job.
We're going for line 2.
Katie?
Yes?
You're 16.
See, when I'm outside the studio, I punch up the lines from a computer.
That's outside, right. So. That's the part we're missing. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, I've been on my period for 3 years, and me and my boyfriend were thinking about having sex, but I wanted to know if it's more, like, effective to have the Depo-Vera shot or the birth control pill.
Neither is more effective. They are both extremely effective at preventing pregnancy. The thing about the shot is that you don't have to remember to take it all the time. And the pill, you got to take it at the same time every day without ever missing, or the effectiveness goes down. Okay?
Does either have any, like, side effects?
Yeah, they both have lots of side effects, and you have to think about what kind of side effects you're willing to tolerate.
Well, they both don't have a lot. When you say the Depo has more, I beg your pardon.
They have some side effects. The estrogen progesterone pills tend to have a little bit of the weight gain. Sometimes your breasts will get bigger. Sometimes you get a little moodier. People don't like that. The progesterone, the shot, the Depo-Provera, can make you moody, depressed. It will make you bleed for 3 months. You'll have your period for 3 months continuously, and then the next shot from then on, you won't have any bleeding. You'll lose your period altogether. And people get bugged by that sometimes.
Katie?
Yeah?
You're 16, but you sound like a young 16.
Like an 8-year-old 16.
Well, anything
happen when you're 8?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody?
Your parents break up or something?
Almost dead, but...
What happened?
Well... It was just a little thing, and now we're trying to move because my mom and my dad want to get our family back together or something.
What broke the family apart?
My dad, basically.
What'd he do?
Because he just always did whatever he wanted to, and so he decided he wanted to move to Kentucky, and he just one day sat down and said, I can't be with your mother, but my mom really wanted to be with him, so now we're moving up there to Kentucky.
Did he do anything off, you know, has he been real aggressive around you, or does he drink?
No, not at all.
Never.
He's got to drink. That's why. That's the only reason to move to Kentucky.
Well,
I mean, you have to like both.
Adam, from Florida.
Oh, okay. So what would that be considered, a lateral move?
Lateral move, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I would... For someone like young Katie, I would recommend the Depo shot.
I think so. It sounds that way to me. I'd actually recommend not having sex. I really try to make decisions for people, but there's one I'd make for her.
I was about ready to punch up line 5, Drew, and then I realized.
Pull that thing down.
I just did. I just did. I guess I could have done it last night. Jesse?
Yeah, hi.
You're 24. What's up?
Yeah, first of all, I really like the show, and you guys have really helped me out. I'm really glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
Cool. Great.
Hi. Well, I've been dating this guy for 2 months. He's my first boyfriend, and when he fingers me and gives me oral sex, it really hurts. And I think I'd like to have sex with him later, and I don't know how I can possibly have sex with him if it hurts so much what we're doing right now. And I wanted to know if there are any exercises that we could do.
No, wait. How does the oral sex hurt? How does he cause the pain?
I think he's doing the finger and the oral sex simultaneously.
Sometimes he does them separately, but the oral sex, I feel like a pressing and like a chasing, and it just hurts. I don't know what it is.
It's got a cat's tongue.
Yeah, that or just kind of a little too aggressive here.
Is he pushing too hard?
I don't know. I've never had it done before. I don't know what's supposed to be. I tell him to just, you know, go slower, but it still hurts.
24 well. Years old.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Oh, I know. I've had an eating disorder, so I haven't, and I've just gotten out of recovery, and so this is my first boyfriend, and I've actually felt, you know, kind of, you know, comfortable with somebody touching me, so.
What was your drug of choice? Recovery from eating disorder or recovery from drug addiction?
For eating disorder.
Okay.
Were you a big gal in high school?
Yeah, I always thought so.
But you never were?
I don't think so. I'm not bigger than usual. I always felt big.
You know, I find ironic about this show, Drew.
Mm.
We talk to chicks that are 108 pounds who think they're obese,
mm-hmm.
and then we talk to chicks that are like 5'3", 185, and think sturdy build.
No big deal.
And I don't, when I say 185, I know that doesn't sound like almost like a punchline or a comedic answer, but I'm just being serious.
Yeah, those are the numbers.
we talk to girls all the time. It's like, are you a big gal? No, 180, you know, average, you know, a little sturdier. It's like
5'2".
5'2", 180. I wish I was that big when I was playing B football in high school. Jesus Christ. All right, so Jesse, maybe, and you've never been with a guy, so you don't know. Has this guy been with some women?
Yeah, he has.
And but you have really nothing to compare his technique to, right?
No, I just assume that he knows what he's doing because he's normal.
Never make that assumption about a man. I think it sounds like he's doing something that he needs some direction about.
I don't know if he's implementing my velvet buzzsaw or my carpet bombing technique.
Those need to be explained carefully. Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you may still have a hymen, and he may be using his fingers and pushing up against that, and that can be painful sometimes.
I thought that there's no way that I can have a hymen if I'm 24.
It's not typical. It's not typical, but it's not no way.
Yeah.
And that might be a little problematic for you.
Yeah. Hey, if that hymen still is in place, you could fetch a pretty penny on the Arab black market. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll think about that.
Do you have blue eyes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Your price just went up. $50,000. Oh, man, what I could get for you.
But, Jesse, don't worry about you. It's not about you. I'll tell you the one thing you need to exercise is practice asserting yourself, telling him what feels good, what doesn't, and directing him. That's the exercise you need to do.
Ah, those whack Arab males. What dynamite guys.
Hey, Adam, I'm going to give you the opportunity you've been waiting for all evening.
Yes.
Press number 5.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to put the sticker back up.
Otherwise, you can't push it.
I'm going to put the Post-it back up there. All right. Oh, let me see. Well, the trusty Post-it says, line 5, Samantha.
Yes.
You're 27.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
For about a year now, my husband and I have been swinging, I guess you would call it, with another couple, and also meeting other couples. And I'm wondering, obviously it's something he initiated, which seems to be the case in every couple that we've ever met.
That the guy starts it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the women just tolerate it.
Well, the women's, the party line for the women is we, but eventually they get an ass full of we and they start calling it what it is, which is he kind of wanted to do this.
He's a sex addict.
And I went along with him.
Yeah, these guys are sexual compulsives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you,
so
when you swing,
anyway.
When you swing, are you having sex with the guy too?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No, and it took us a good 10 months for him, and he's only done it once.
Your husband?
Yeah, we haven't swapped. He's only swapped that one time, and I didn't want to.
So the swinging is basically you and the chick getting it on, and the guy's just hanging out?
It's a lot of more foreplay type things and using toys and things like that.
Yeah, but you said that your husband got it on with the other girl once, and the other guy never got it on with you.
Mm-mm.
So how much, you know what I'm saying? I mean, doesn't that just sort of distill down to you screwing around with the chick?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you do different things, blindfold a person and, you know.
And all of you converge on the person?
Yeah.
Okay, bro, right, it sounds like life in the fast lane,
right,
baby.
Whatever it is, you don't want to do it. It's uncomfortable for you. It is definitely unhealthy for your relationship. We have talked to swingers, Adam and I, who feel satisfied when they do this, and they both are equally into it, and there's sort of a mutuality in going after this lifestyle. And I can't say it's never, ever something that somebody can't get some degree of gratification for, but it is very, very dangerous for relationships, and they very, very rarely survive it.
You have any kids?
No.
Oh, good. Don't have any kids.
That's your first rule. No kids.
All right. So, look, if you don't want to do it anymore, don't do it.
Well, I think, I'm wondering if partially why I haven't wanted to do it is because I haven't been attracted to any of the men that we've met.
Well, you don't want to do it because you're not a male. You're not a male sexual compulsive.
Yeah.
And he is into this. He's into novelty and difference and lots of women, and that's not a good thing for your relationship.
And I don't think that maybe she doesn't want to be attracted to the other guy, because if a woman is attracted to the other guy, Drew,
yeah,
if you are a couple and you have another couple that you start swinging with consistently, Stop that, Drew. Punching up other calls while I'm talking. And here's the reason. And, Drew, I know you get into that where you go, but the people start, I hear people in the background, in the middle of my rants, go, hello, I'm on. Wait a minute. That doesn't work. Okay. Yeah. If a couple, if you're having consistent swinging sex with another couple and your woman is starting to, is attracted to that guy, she will fall in love with this guy.
Yes, that's right.
There's no way a woman can have sex with a guy, you know, once a week, twice a month, whatever it is, over the course of some time, who she's attracted to and not start falling for him. So maybe Samantha, you know, maybe it's best that she's not attracted to these guys, and maybe she's stopping herself from it because she knows she would stray, although I don't know how you cheat when you're already cheating. But I want to say one more thing, Drew.
Yeah.
We, are you listening to me?
I was just thinking how incredible it is now. We live in a time when women, could, all their preoccupation is, how do I get this guy and how do I keep him happy? What do I have to do to keep him and keep him happy? So I'll do anything. That's ridiculous.
Thank you. Okay, you're done?
I'm done.
Wait, you, wait, your wife's listening? Is your wife listening?
No, I've been talking to a lot of young people up here in Washington, and I'm carrying a lot of this, well, you know, this is what, how do you keep a guy to get a guy happy? It's like, you know, it's great. Listen to what you want. Anyway,
you're talking to young people. I try not to talk to young people.
I know you don't. I know.
I just try to talk to the beautiful people.
All right, well, yeah.
Yeah, so now here's the thing about the swinging. We have talked to swinging couples who we have given the Loveline seal of approval to.
Mm-hmm.
Not many, but once in a while.
I'd say one.
Okay, one, fine. I think we're both thinking of the same couple.
Yeah,
and even then, you know, if we scratch that lotto ticket just a little bit beneath the surface, we could probably dig something up.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is this. It's like what the doctors say with smoking. It's bad for you. It can kill you. It can cause problems. But you know what? There's always the story of the person that smoked 3 packs a day well into their 90s and never had a problem.
Yep.
So when a doctor tells you not to smoke, you could come back with, well, what about that one person that smoked 3 packs a day and made it into their 90s? But here's what the doctor's doing. He's playing the odds.
Really, odds that are very much in one direction.
Yeah, just like the smokers.
Yes.
And what Drew is saying when he tells you, don't swing or don't get into heroin or don't do this or don't do that with your lifestyle is you're probably not going to make it. You're not going to be the one guy who smoked 3 packs and made it to his 90s. Don't count on that.
Mm-mm.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Drew, what'd you do? Pick up a Rubik's Cube or something? What's going on over there?
Why? What'd you hear?
You got like an Etch-a-Sketch or an Ant Farm. There's something. You're preoccupied.
I just leaned back. I mean, I've got a kind of novel equipment here I'm trying to manage, but...
Okay, but no, you understand, for me, you have to sound like you're listening, even if that doesn't make a sound.
Oh, okay.
Let's try it.
Wrong one.
Let's try it right now.
I must feel like I'm listening.
Let's try it for a second. You want to try it?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, this heated sofa, this is a dynamic breakthrough. This is going to make me rich. I will retire, literally and figuratively, on my heated sofa.
Oh, I'm listening. Tell me more.
Shh. I want to hear you listening without hearing you.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Ready?
And go.
Go. Okay, I give that like a 7.5 or an 8.
All right. Well, that's about
some
all
room,
that's
some
the
room
effort
for,
I was putting out.
Not
that
bad.
Was it. I was going for 10.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little early in the show to peak.
Yeah.
Silent listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's speak to Mario.
Hi.
You're 25.
Hey, hang on a second, Mario, hang on one second. Read the question, Adam. I asked...
How's he... Yeah?
I asked Terry, don't call me Tara, goddammit, to have him spell one of these words. Go ahead, read it.
Okay. How does he tell a girlfriend of 3 weeks that he's into bondage and fado maso?
Masochism.
Yeah.
Fado masochism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's missing the S there.
Well, I had him spell it for her, and that's how we spelled it.
Oh, you're into fado-masochism?
bondage, discipline, fado-masochism.
Fado-masochism. There he is again.
Yes.
Where are you from, Mario?
I'm from Chicago.
Where are you from before that?
I've always been in Chicago.
Oh, that's where you were born?
Yeah.
And what is your ethnicity?
Mexican-American.
Okay. So, you're into fado-masochism?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. Do you ever tell somebody, suck you? I mean, when you're mad and you're driving?
When I'm what?
You're driving. Some guy cuts you off. You tell him to suck off.
Adam, Volvo.
Ask him about
that. Okay. All right. Wait, I try one more thing right. with you, Mario.
Yeah.
The word, the two car manufacturers of Sweden, Volvo, Volvo and Saab.
Yeah.
Repeat those back to me, please.
Volvo, Saab.
Okay. That worked. That's close
enough.
Yeah,
got it. Yeah.
Unlike my barber who says Bobo and Saab.
Like, Saab.
Saab. Yeah, Bobo and Saab. Those are the way he pronounces it. Like, listen, you jackass.
I'm born and raised in this country, so.
Okay, buddy. Looking good.
Yeah.
So, what's up? You're into the bondage scene.
Yes, I am. And I've been dating this girl for about 3 weeks. And we have a pretty good relationship going.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, no secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much keeping this one secret from her because... I'm afraid of how she's going to react.
Right. And now this is a life for you, but you wouldn't call yourself a Phaeton worshiper, would you?
Oh, no. I am a sadist, but not a Phaeton worshiper. A sadist is the person that likes to give pain. That likes to give pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you got it that time.
No, the fadist is?
Yes.
Fetus? Okay. There's a difference between a sadist and a fetus?
A sadist and a Satanist, there's a big difference.
I think he's got the S back in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Okay, well, for the sake of confusion, let's forget Satan or Phaeton and just start calling him Fusifer.
Okay.
Okay.
That's actually my puppy's name.
Your puppy's name is Fusifer?
Lucifer, yes.
Oh, okay, Lucifer. All right. You ever see that show, I Love Fousey?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
But, Mario, listen, are you having sex with this girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we are.
That's sort of a qualifier.
We're taking it kind of slow, you know, so it's just...
All right, well, take it slow. What are you going to rush into the sadomasochistic stuff for if you're just beginning a sexual relationship with her? You can't... Right. Can you not function sexually without that?
Oh, no, I can function perfectly.
Without
what
it?
I'm saying, yeah, without it. But what I'm saying is I'm not saying that I want to rush her into that lifestyle. I just basically want to let her know. But I don't know. I'm kind of worried that she might break up with me.
What is the hurry?
No, it's no hurry. The problem is, it's not really a problem. The situation is that, I don't know, I like to be active in this lifestyle. And because I respect her and care for her, I'm trying not to.
Are you bisexual at all, Mario?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Right.
No.
What part are you into? The masochism or the sadism or fadism?
I am a master, so I am more into sadism.
What's going to happen if she just is not into this at all?
I don't know. The topic's never come up.
But what if it comes up and she is not into it at all?
Listen, what a retard.
I know.
What if she's not into this at all? I don't know. The topic's never come up. Don't you get that's where the what if part comes in there.
I know.
It's like what if you said to him, like, well, what if you get fired? What will you live on? I don't know. I've not been fired.
That issue's never come up.
But that's more than concrete thinking. That's that's steel reinforced concrete thinking.
Rebar.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
Listen here, goofball. You, if you're into her, that might mean curtailing some of the bizarre lifestyle choices you may have made. You understand? And if not, then maybe you weren't that into her. But don't rush it on her. Take it slow. And you know what you might want to do? You might want to just have a little straight sex with her and give her a little tap on the ass. You know, a little rough trade. I haven't met a woman yet that doesn't respect a little of that. You know what I'm saying, Drew? You build into it.
Whatever you say, Adam. I'm listening. 7.5%. 7.5 on a scale of 10.
These guys. Drew, is there anybody you've ever met who's into this stuff that's just not a whack job?
Well, yeah, it's an issue. It's an acting out, and usually it's an acting out of childhood physical trauma.
And let me explain something to everybody. People, when they see you and your goth nonsense or your fadomasochism nonsense or whatever other nonsense that you happen to be into, we don't discriminate against you because we don't like the goth scene or the fado-masochism scene. We are repelled by it because we look at you and realize something's wrong with you. Well, and that's what repels us.
The feeling, they evoke feelings in us. They're projecting stuff out.
Yeah, well, but even if you just look at them, you go, as a human being, you realize this person, there's something wrong with them. Let's steer clear of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at it this way, Drew. You know, you smell things before you eat them, sort of instinctively, because you want to know if they're bad. You want to know if they could bring any harm to you.
Right.
Is this fish bad? Is this meat bad? Is something gone bad? Could this do harm to me? You inspect things before you put them into yourself. And I think you do that with people, too.
Yep.
And you don't know what the hell's gone wrong with this pimento loaf that's been in your fridge for a couple of weeks. All you know is you ain't eating it.
You smell trouble.
That's right. And when I see that pimento loaf dressed up in a goth outfit, then I'm out.
You know what? I just see a pimento loaf and I'm out.
You don't need to see it gothed out?
No, don't even have to see it gothed.
With the pancake makeup?
No,
and the,
don't even need the black fingernails or anything.
Nothing?
Pimento loaf.
You know when they
I'm
black out the pieces of olive?
I'm out.
Okay. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, Drew.
Yeah. Baby Ruth bars.
I'm going to eat every one of those goddamn things. Yeah, we got 50,000 watt flames. Drop trow. Drop trow. Nail the fat pitch. Bro. Dude, bro. I can tell you, but I have to kill you. All right. That's radio, everybody.
Yeah.
Drop trow. Dude, dude, you're gay. All right.
That sounds like the Man Show.
Yeah. Somebody was talking to me and Drew about doing some morning radio.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know, Drew, that if, you know, if that ever goes down, there's going to be about 5 hours of that every day.
No, no. In fact, I was thinking you could bring Bertram back. You could bring characters come back. It'd be great.
I'll check in with the leather with the weather lady, and but Drew, it's going to be a lot of drop trow.
No way. It can't be. It cannot be.
I'll tell you, but I have to kill you.
It can't be.
Dude. Man, dude. That's what the show's going to be, Drew.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be spinning some, like, 38 special, come back, and doing a lot of local spots. I'm going to have you, like, at a Big O Tire and Alignment Center on Saturday, handing out condoms, you know, for, like, $400. Huh?
Good times.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Hang On Loosely. Oh, 38 special. Oh, yeah. Dude, bro, guy. Blah. Are you ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There we
go.
Tina?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm 24 and I've never had an orgasm. And it's getting really frustrating with the current boyfriend I have.
Yeah. Wait, you've done it before, but just not with him?
No, I've never had one ever.
Oh. Ever.
And I've tried everything. I've had vibrators. I've had the current guy I'm with is so patient with me and so wanting to help me fix this.
But you're still angry with him.
No, I'm not angry with him at all.
Dude, I'll tell you, you haven't tried me because the second I drop trow, look out.
Are you on any medication?
I'm on the pill.
Which one?
Desogen.
Okay.
What's that one, Drew?
What's in that one?
I know it's a monophasic one.
Levonorgestrel?
I don't know. It's like the same pill the whole month.
Okay. Well,
is he giving you oral sex?
Yes.
Is he doing a good job?
Yeah, he is, and I'm trying to tell him what's good and what's not, and and it just seems like, I mean, part of the reason I'm calling is because we just tried and failed again.
You look at like a scaling
El Capitan.
Yeah, it's got some Mount Everest, like making a winter assault with no oxygen.
Yeah, we tried but failed once again.
We made base camp around her thigh, but the weather got bad around her vagina, and we had to turn back to her knee until it blew over.
The jerk has abandoned us.
One of the Sherpas got spooked when she queefed and headed back to her toe. All right. What percentage of our listeners know what Sherpas are, Drew?
Zero.
Okay.
All right. Are there anything we should know about that might be suppressing your ability to do this?
No.
Any trauma or abuse or anything like
Nothing.
That? And how long have you been sexually active?
Since I was 20.
20. And are you able to communicate with this guy what you
yes.
like and don't like?
Yes.
And have you ever masturbated?
I've tried.
Or what happens with that?
Nothing.
Nothing happens. Zero.
Yeah.
Tina,
no arousal.
It's like I totally lose interest. It's like, you know.
I swear to God, every time a male hears a woman say something like that, he hears Charlie Brown's teacher.
Wah, wah,
wah, wah. Yeah. That's all he can.
I'm going to make a quick prediction about Tina here, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Not into pot at all. At all.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I think that's a brilliant, brilliant deduction.
Tina?
Not true.
You're into pot?
Well, I mean, I used to. In college, I did. I haven't really recently, though.
How long have you been in school?
In high school, you mean in college you tried pot or
no.
you were into it?
No, I did. I went to school in Santa Cruz.
You smoked a lot of weed?
Yeah, a decent amount.
Interesting. Now I'm baffled.
Are you, how long have you been on the pill?
2 years.
And how long have you been sexually active?
4 years.
And before you went on the pill, same thing, nothing?
Yes.
Sexually active at age 20, huh?
Right.
Why? Why so late?
I lost my virginity at 20.
Why?
okay,
hold on. That's totally different then. Why so late? Why age 20?
I wanted to be the right guy. I wasn't going to jump in anything.
All right, that's fine.
You just wonder if there's any connection. Are you one of these people that's sort of in control a lot or doesn't lose it, doesn't cut loose?
No.
Because you're going into the sex with this sort of, let's give it another try. All right, I'm, all systems go kind of mentality. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't think that's the right place for you to be in to find that orgasm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what it is, you should go into sex with this mindset. You're into the guy, and you want to share this experience with him. And orgasm or not, you're going to have a good time.
Doesn't that thought kind of scare you, though, Tina?
No, wait a minute. Punch your man. Does that thought scare you, Tina?
No.
The sharing with the intimacy. You've never been abandoned?
No, not at all.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, do you think we should go to, like, therapy? Or
No. You know what? Just have a glass of red wine and, put on some...
Barry White.
Some Barry White. And just try to get out of your head a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't go in with the orgasm mission.
Right. It's not a mission.
Let me tell you how I go in to sex, Drew.
Asleep.
I don't even think about the orgasm. I'm like, all right, baby, we're going up.
You don't have to think. It's already over by the time
What happened?
By the time you have a thought.
My penis went off like a party favor. What's going on? Anna?
Yeah?
Of course, I have to drop trout first. You're 16.
Who did you hear talk about dropping trout?
About 6 years ago, every bad hack DJ in bad hack comic sort of, maybe it was 8 years ago, sort of hung on to that drop. They latched on to that drop trow line, which to me, if you don't make up a line, you can't use it.
Right.
It's no good if somebody else says it. Do you know what I mean? It's not yours.
Yeah.
Anna?
Yes.
What's up? You're 16.
Yeah.
Got something to ask us?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you think that I should see a therapist for this reason. When I was, 7 years old, I was, this guy. He was, 40 or 50 or something. He stuck his hands in my vaginal area. And my friend thinks I should see a therapist. Because
how long did that go on for?
It was only for one day. And...
Like 1 second on one day?
No, it was 10 minutes.
And what was he monkeying around? What was he doing?
Well, I went into the backyard and he was painting our house. And so he grabbed me and he was saying stuff in Spanish. I don't know what it was.
Oh my God.
He started kissing me all over and he put it in my pants.
Age 7. Well, listen, I don't... You know me. I love the Mexicans, sure. to be fair to him, in his homeland of Mexico, a 7-year-old's considered a spinstress. That's an older woman.
You're right.
Okay? They usually date four and five-year-olds, so he didn't know if you were single, if you were spoken for. He probably thought you were divorced and had a couple of kids. Let's not hold it against him, is what I'm saying. Yeah, did it freak you out at the time? I mean, did you run away crying, or?
I didn't know what to do. I was, like, in shock. But, like, when he was done, I ran back into the house, and I was, like, crying and everything.
Yeah.
But I never told my parents.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you, if Drew's dad had found out about this, like with your sister, Drew, when she was 7, he would have ran out there and demanded that he paint the trim for free. Remember, right, Drew?
That's so funny.
Am I right? I mean, look, the damage has been done. The house still needs to be painted. I'm saying he's a rational man. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't think... this is the cause of your problems in life. Well, it's not a great thing. Don't get me wrong.
Not a great thing.
A little therapy probably wouldn't hurt, but whatever you got going wrong in your life, this is, might account for 5% of it, but the other 95% is something else.
We do you sort of arrested at 11. We have a feeling that you stopped developing because of the serious trauma. I'm sure that it freaked you out. I'm sure it gives you sort of weird feelings about men. I'm sure there's aspects of that experience that are still sort of residually left behind in your brain chemistry that probably cause you to react in ways that are exaggerated, maybe when you're stressed in relationships with men. And that can be helped in therapy. But it probably also will work itself out with time, too.
All right. And what did your parents do when you told them about this?
I didn't.
You just ran in crying, saying what?
I went into my room and I started crying, and I never told them why I was crying.
That part actually troubles us more than anything, that you couldn't go to your parents, that you were afraid to, that kind of thing. That's says something about the parents.
He was kissing you, like, on the mouth, or?
No, like, he lifted my shirt up, and he was, like, kissing my chest and my neck and my cheeks and all that.
Wow. That's 7. It was just, just lucky to
monkey or something. Anna, this, I will do this.
You're going to be okay.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Ooh. Although I heard a smoke
detector
alarm.
Battery?
Yes. That's not a good, that's the worst sign so far.
Is that the battery for a smoke detector?
What?
Oh, bad answer.
Now, see, normally we would say, well, we must be wrong. I mean, if the person who lives in the house doesn't know what we're talking about with the battery for the smoke detector, then it surely can't be the battery for the smoke detector. But you know what? We've been right every time, Drew.
I know.
Oh, now that's something else. What is that?
Oh, that's like this thing that's in my room. It goes off.
Okay, she commanded that one.
Boy, I'll tell you, you should write short stories, Anna. I just close my eyes and it opens up to me. That's a thing in my room that goes off?
It's like a little clock.
What's it for?
I don't know. It's my sister's.
Okay.
Is it an alarm clock?
I guess.
Okay. Listen, Drew, this is what I tell you about women with their complaining about getting 70 cents on the dollar. Complaining? I think that's generous. They never know what the F is going on around them. What's going on? I don't know. It's a thing. I don't know what it is. What's your dad do? I don't know. He does something with, your dad's Chuck Yeager? Yeah. I think he's like, he works at the airport. I'm not sure. Maybe baggage?
The airplane station.
Yeah, he works at the place where the planes are. How does it work that there's not a chick alive who knows what her dad does? First off, how's that? I mean, really, I'm if I pulled Chelsea Clinton out of her room 5 years ago and asked her what her dad did, I don't know. He seems to be doing okay. We got a huge house, huge. I mean, it's so big the helicopter lands on the front lawn. But otherwise, I'm not sure. He's a snappy dresser. I don't ask questions. Hmm. I love it when the women butcher their father's military career. That's the saddest part to me. The guy could have flown A-4s and F-4s off of carriers and NAM and had like 110 combat missions under his belt and then went on to fly with the Blue Angels for 6 years. And they'd be like, he's in this, I think he was a whack. I don't know what he did. I think he cooked or something. I don't know. What is that? What is it that there's complete lack of interest in all things? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
How can they not know what's going on all the time, Drew? There's a thing. It makes noise. It's in my room. It talks. I don't know what it does. I don't. Is it a clock? I don't know. Is it an alarm? I don't know. It's my sister's. Okay. Let's take ourselves a little break here, Drew. What do you say?
I'm ready.
I say, Anna, get a little therapy and find out what that goddamn thing is in your room and tell me all about it next time you call, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, love line of Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is in Washington, D.C. tonight, and we'll be back in here on Sunday night. But we got no problems, right, buddy?
Good times.
Good times. All right, let's roll along.
I'm looking for a good one here. Here we go. Jared.
Yes.
What's up?
First of all, Adam.
Yeah.
I called a couple nights ago, and thank you so much. I manage the band, The Angry Neighbors.
Yeah.
And you...
You're the manager?
Well, I also play in it.
Oh, okay.
It's 14.
Right.
But I do more work as the man.
I see.
And you, it was when Unwritten Law was there.
Uh-huh.
And you guys just praised the band, talked about how it was great that we were pissing everybody off.
Yeah.
And since then, we've had 800 new visitors to the website.
That's
We've had a bunch
great.
Of people buy CDs from everywhere in the U.S. And just thank you so much.
All right, buddy. All right. Well, that's what I want to do. I want to make 14-year-olds rich.
There we go.
That's my plan. Dude, didn't even give the website out. Melissa?
Hi.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. First off, I want to tell you, you know how you feel about ketchup on hot dogs?
Huh? Ketchup on hot dogs? Yeah, I don't trust those people.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to tell you, first off, my boyfriend heats ketchup on pork chops, roast, you name it, he eats ketchup on it.
Well, let me explain this. The more... Look. A dog will eat anything, right? Dogs are stupid, right? You do the math.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. And I don't like the ketchup on the hot dog person, and I don't like the thick crust pizza person either.
Oh, yeah, he's a thick crust and stuffed crust, too.
Two sure signs of stupidity. The thinner you like your pizza, the smarter you are, Drew. Are you aware of this?
The thinner. I think there's a point of diminishing return, right? There's a point at which it starts going down again. Cracker thin pizza?
Well,
no, retarded.
Okay, I don't want to eat it off of wax paper, but you know what I'm saying. But you know what, Drew?
Normal pizza.
I could outdo any IQ test by simply doing a food IQ test, because I'll tell you how smart
it's a food preference test.
I will.
What food do you like?
That's right. All I got to do is on this table, I'll put the thick crust pizza, the ketchup with the hot dogs and the Mountain Dew, and see how many utards come a-running. And then I'll do the math after that. Very easy to do. All right, so what did the hell did she want?
She didn't ask anything yet.
No. What was she on, line 3?
Yeah.
Melissa?
Yes.
All right, so your boyfriend said you lied.
No, I say he lied.
No.
Okay, here's the story. I found out on the computer through, court records and stuff that my brother recently had a marijuana charge. And my brother and my boyfriend are really, really good friends. And so as soon as I got off the computer or whatever, I ran outside. I'm all, so my brother had a marijuana charge, huh? And he said, no, I don't know nothing about it. And I said, you swear. And he was looking right at me. He's all, yes, I swear to God.
Does he smoke a lot of pot himself?
Yes.
Okay, addicts lie, period, all the time.
Well, addicts lie when, everyone lies when
addicts
chicks come running and
lie.
Get in their face.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, get this part.
Well, wait, I don't get the part about your brother. Aren't you talking about your brother?
Yeah, my brother.
Aren't you talking about your boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend lied about my brother.
Why does he know anything about your brother?
Here's the part that makes our callers extra stupid.
Right.
Is they do the whole non sequitur thing as if we're very versed in Melissa's life. That, oh, well, the brother and him were roommates for a long time, and they got busted for dealing weed back in 99. And
except
he
we don't get that history.
Yeah, my brother. Yeah. What's your brother have to do with your boyfriend?
I am not stupid. I said my brother and my boyfriend are really good friends.
I missed that part.
Yeah, I said that for sure.
Yeah, you said
really
it in
good
your mind.
Friends. So when I asked him, he said no. He knew nothing, and he swore. And then like 5 minutes later, my brother pulls up,
yeah.
And I'm all, I heard you had a marijuana charge. And he said, Brant told you, or my boyfriend told you.
Okay, but understand that guys don't want to get in the middle of things, especially as it pertains to family. And that ain't exactly lying. You know what I mean? This is between you and your brother. You shouldn't go running at your boyfriend who's friends with your brother. And you end up driving a wedge between your brother and this guy, too.
So I'm wrong?
Well, I'm just saying, why are you running around confronting everyone, you know?
I wasn't confronting anybody. I just thought I had a dime to drop, you know, a cover to pull.
All right. Well, look.
Well,
yeah, I agree with that. It's sort of bizarre. But your boyfriend lied. That's it. That's what he did. He lied.
Yeah, so should I be mad or not?
No. Yes, I think you should.
I don't think you should, because I'll tell you what. There's certain things I know that my girlfriend wants to talk about that have to do with other people. And you know what? I just say, I don't know, or I will lie. And guys should lie, because you know what? It's not your place, really, to talk about this. Now, there are creative ways of doing it. Drew would suggest you say, I don't know. If you want to talk about this, you should talk to him. But that's the same as saying he did it. She's like a little... I don't know. Melissa's okay, but she's not great.
I expected to hear a smoke alarm going off.
That's right. All right, but here's don't make a career out of trying to get your catch your boyfriend in lies.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't like him lying. I don't like you working so hard trying to catch him in a lie.
Oh, it was the boyfriend. That's right. Yeah, okay.
That's right. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. And you know what, Drew?
Yeah,
that's no lie.
Oh, yeah, dude, you should drop trial.
Dr. Drew is in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Going to be back here. Oh, who cares?
Tomorrow.
By Sunday. And then he'll be on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And good times, everybody. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Let's talk to Jay, who's 29. Jay?
Yes. Yes, I'm Jay. And my question's about my girlfriend. She's a... recently aborted our child, and she says it's because she had suppressed memories from her brother molesting her when she was younger.
What does that have to do with aborting a child?
She claimed that she thought that the child would be molested by her current son, who he's about 3. She was afraid that as they grew up, that eventually that would happen. It would repeat itself.
Has that child been abused by an adult?
No, the child's never been abused. No, I've helped her raise the child for 2 years.
Yeah, well, she's just... Drew, there's nothing rational. And
yeah,
and did you know... Did she go out and get an abortion?
I told her I didn't support that at all, and I told her I wanted to get married.
Right. And she went out and got an abortion.
She went out and got an abortion, and she said it was because she had these memories that came back all of a sudden. She didn't...
Yeah.
She didn't know where it came from, and at the same time... I knew this brother, and I had Christmas dinner with him, and I took his kid out to trick-or-treat, and I can't believe it. And I think it's just because she doesn't want to be with me that she made this story up.
Doesn't want to be with you?
Well, because I got more serious when I heard that she was pregnant. And
Drew, the way you worded that is like you were in love with Jay, too, and you couldn't imagine anybody not being in love with Jay.
It was more like
you drop your wife and run away with Jay in a second.
A little bit of how dare you. This poor woman is having these repressed memories, and you make it all about you.
Well, I mean, the guy's a little bit angry and a little bit hurt about the fact that she aborted his child. So I'm with him on that one, Drew. And, you know, Jay's probably not a psychology major. I mean, it's hard to read this guy.
Yeah.
And not you, Jay, but I mean the brother could have molested her and then went on to sort of seem very normal. It's not like you get a windbreaker when you molest people that says, you know, kiss me, I've molested.
And if it really is a repressed memory, sometimes they can be confusing or distorted, and it can be sort of blamed on someone, and in fact, somebody else was the perpetrator. So.
And any way you slice it, though, Jay, your girlfriend is a handful.
Yeah.
There's issues, big time.
And I've gotten really involved because I've been with her for 2 years, and I've gotten really attached to her son, but I don't think I should just stay in the situation because I'm attached to her son.
Well, I
think you should.
Well,
frankly.
Well, here's the thing, Jay. This woman is probably fairly chaotic, your girlfriend, that is.
But she wasn't before she got pregnant.
Well,
you just didn't see it.
She has a son that you sort of raised as your own when the child was of 1 year of age.
Yes.
That's chaotic.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the guy died a hero in Desert Storm.
No, he didn't. He was never on the scene.
Right.
Okay. So that's not crazy chaos by today's standards. But when you have a 1 year old and no daddy around, that's a little bit. There's a little energy there. There's a little something going on.
Yeah.
And then you come in and pick up the pieces, and she kind of pulls this one now.
Now, somebody that though has she sort of had a-hole boyfriends all along until you?
The last guy. The reason why she left him was that when she got pregnant, she found out that he had another girl pregnant, and that's why that didn't work out.
All right, so she's been going for these a-holes up until now.
Right.
And I wouldn't like to think that.
Well, that's what happens is women that tend to go for those kinds of guys are acting something out, and when they get with a nice guy who's genuinely available, it freaks them out, and they inadvertently sabotage the relationship.
All right, so Jay.
I mean, I don't want to make it's all about me, but
Jay.
She kept the child from a man that was an a-hole, and then I tried to be the good guy.
Here we go, Adam.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, remember the speech I gave last night about all you crazy, effed-up goddamn broads?
Yep.
Given plenty of sex, no blame and no responsibility to the a-hole guys, and beating the crap out of the nice guys that are trying to make a go of the family?
Yep.
This is just more of that.
This is that, but she's really flipped out by intimacy. She can't tolerate
it. Yes. Okay, Jay.
Yeah.
Listen to me and listen to me good.
Yes.
You are not equipped emotionally to deal with a chick like this because this chick is a handful and she's a mess and she got scrambled a little bit. This is going to be a tough, tough job for you. If you love the child, that's great. I respect that. Mm-hmm. And if you want to make a go at it with her, she's going to have to get a little therapy. Because if this is true, I mean, you can say to her, listen, I'm not blaming you for the abortion. I understand you were molested by your brother. But if in fact this is all true, then you need some therapy.
Right.
Because you will screw up this kid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. She's got to get therapy. And Jay, if she gets kooky, you got to just walk.
Okay.
All right. The part that breaks my heart is the two-year-old.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't give him the just walk recommendation. I would say hang in on behalf of that kid till the kid's at least 8 or 10. I mean, that kid needs a steady relationship for a long time.
Well, was it a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, then stay in, because I don't want him to stab me. If it was a chick, I say move on. She'll be a stripper or porn star. Society will be that much richer. Regina?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I wanted to know if putting, like, absorbing hairspray kind of like in through my skin, is it like, would it give me the same effects if I huffed it?
No.
What if you just put the can up your ass?
Just shut it off in there?
Yeah.
Explode it?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on here, Georgina? What is going on?
You're huffing hairspray?
No. Okay. I've been cutting myself for about, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, 2 weeks ago or something, I just, after I did it, I kind of rubbed hairspray into it.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why?
I don't know.
What kind of hairspray?
Like, Vidal Sassoon or something. Ooh. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of, like, I don't know, it didn't really hurt, but I kind of got, like, this rush, and, like, a couple, you know, like, right now, they're kind of, the scars are kind of healing over, and they're all, like, purple and puffy, and it looks, like, cool, and I wanted to know if, like, like, because it's in me.
No. Who is treating you for your behaviors?
Huh?
What's going on here? Who's treating you for this cutting?
Nobody.
Okay, you got to do that. It's not cool to have big scars, big keloid scars on your forearms. Not cool. It's not good for you to put hydrocarbons into your soft tissue. Okay, this is really over the top inappropriate behavior.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
and to be thinking it's cool.
What's up with you?
You
mad at your parents?
Yeah, I guess so.
What are they doing? They make money?
Sure.
I mean, what do they do for a living? I know you don't know what your dad does, but what's your mom do for?
I know what my dad does.
What?
My dad's a blackjack dealer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that's specific. I guess you'd have to know that.
Yeah, and my mom's, like, a secretary, I think.
Ooh. Okay. So, your parents, they're busy, they don't pay attention to you?
Well, my mom is, she's really abusive, and...
What kind of abuse?
She just hits me.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Mm.
Still, at age 14.
Mm-hmm.
What is she, Mexican, Italian? What is she?
Or Asian.
Asian?
Yeah.
That explains the blackjack. Why are they so attracted to the card dealing, the Asians, Drew?
I don't know.
And one day I'm going to find out an answer to that. Is it the numbers?
You should, if your mom does that, you should call Child Protective Services, Regina. This is really damaging for you.
You know what drives me nuts, Drew? When I draw like the 6 and the 3, I got a 9, so I do the hit me, and the guy keeps flipping the cards, and then I bust, and he starts gathering the cards, and I haven't done the math yet, and I'm not sure where I'm at. For all I know, this guy's giving me the shiv, you know, maybe I got 21, maybe I got 20, but he flipped 6 cards so fast and did the goddamn math so fast, and he's collecting all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always too embarrassed to go, wait a minute. Go. Hold on, Hop Sing. Not so fast.
They take your fingers one.
Trying to screw the round eye again. Yeah. One Mississippi. Hold on, I got to take my shoes off. I'm out of digits. Oh, okay. You win this time. Okay. So, listen, Regina, you got to call the Child Protective Services if your mom's beating on you.
Well, it's been going on since I was, like, really little, and...
Yeah, but it's making you cut on yourself now, and you're screwing yourself up.
Yeah, why things are
like
a mess now.
About getting help or whatever, it's not like I do it, like, deep enough to...
It doesn't matter. You're having it. You're in pain.
I know why I do it, so...
Why? Why do you do it?
Because of, like, I just had lots of problems. Like, when I was 8 until I was 10... From 8 to 10, my uncle just, like, touched me and stuff. And then...
Does anybody in the family know about that?
No.
No?
No,
so there's another thing you got going here.
All right, listen, sweet pie. How are you doing in school?
I'm good in school, actually.
You are?
Yeah.
Hey, that's that Asian gene. All right, listen now, baby. You got to take care of yourself. Bad things have been done to you. I'm sorry to hear that. But that doesn't mean you're bad. And doesn't mean you should do bad things to you. You're a smart person. You sound a lot sharper than most our callers. You're doing good in school. You got to really get it together for the next few years. Get through high school and go off to college and leave this mess far behind. And I know it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be that much harder if you're cutting on yourself and screwing with yourself. Do you have friends? Do you have things you like to do? Do you have interests? I mean, you got to focus hard on pursuing everything that's sort of positive and doesn't involve hurting you. And in the meantime, you got to talk to a counselor at school and throw yourself on their mercy.
You really do, Regina.
You know what was funny, Drew?
Huh.
You know I don't like to stereotype.
Oh, yeah, that's not you.
That's not my style.
Not your style.
No. But you know how the stereotypes very rarely disappoint?
Yeah.
I played pool today with the woman they call the Black Widow. She's a very, very attractive Asian woman who was like ranked number one in women's pool for many a year. She's still a young woman, and she's, I think, ranked number 4 now. Have you seen this woman?
No.
And I don't expect you have, Drew, because you've seen nothing ever. Right. If I brought up, If I said there's this round orb that comes out at night, it hovers over the midnight sky, we call it the moon. Have you seen this, Drew? Oh, no.
No.
Now you'd say, now I've seen the 76 ball. Is that what you're talking? No. This is sometimes it's full, other times what they call
I've
crescent.
Heard,
no.
I've heard talk of this
heard tale.
Moon, but I've never seen the
right, yeah.
Sphere.
I'm positive if I brought that up some years ago, that would have been your response. But this woman is a attractive, long-legged Asian woman who dresses in black and shoots pool like she's the best in the world. And she's kind of hot. And they call her the Black Widow. And it's the kind of thing where you're flipping through the channels, you see it on ESPN2 late at night, and she's wearing her silky black outfit and beating the crap out of everybody. But still, the stereotype doesn't work. Asian woman, hustling pool, doesn't seem right. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
I said to her, I said, I was a little bit confused, and but obviously she was ranked number one when she was like 21 years old. And if you're going to be ranked number one in the world shooting pool, well, then it stands to reason you start playing at 7, right?
Right.
And you had a pool table in your house, yet that does not gel with the Asian stereotype at all. So I said to her, now, when did you start playing pool? And she said, I snuck out of the house and started playing at 18. And I was like, well, snuck 18. Out of the house. Yes. My parents made me play the piano for about 10. And I thought, yes.
Violin for 3 years.
It's all coming together now. Now this is perfect. Of course you didn't have a pool table in your house. Of course you had a piano in your house. Even though you're the number one female pool player in the world, because you're Asian, the stereotype trumps even the number one ranking, and you must have a piano in your house and not a pool table. Do you see how right the stereotype is, that it can almost never be foiled, that even someone who's number one at 21 didn't have a pool table because she was Asian?
In 3 years, she became the best in the world?
Apparently.
Isn't
that incredible? Well, wow. I guess when you have a gift for something. But wow. Yes, but see, Drew, the stereotype trumps all. Trumps all. Every time. What Asian family has a pool table? But yet, how do you get around it? She must have had a pool table. She's number one. Nope, a piano. That's all you need to know.
All right.
Yeah. And listen, people say all the time, stop stereotyping. But my thing is like, how do I get to the truth if I don't stereotype? I'll never know what's going on.
Amanda.
I would have been wrong and thought she had a pool table in her house growing up. You see, I would have been wrong. If I didn't stereotype, I would have been wrong.
How do I get to the truth if I don't?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'd like to do, Drew?
Yeah.
I would like to, one day, I would like to recreate everything I say in Italian.
Recreate everything I say.
And then I would like to play it next to some of Mussolini's speeches and see if it's close. I think a lot of it would sound close. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Amanda.
Yeah?
Turn down whatever you got to turn down or do whatever off. You got to do.
Okay, it's down, it's off.
Even in German, by Hitler, I'm sure it would be the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
he was probably talking about Asian shooting pool that whole time. I don't know. When he was up on the pulpit and he was making a fist and pounding on it, he could have been talking about Asians and pianos. We don't know. Maybe even the heated sofa.
Yeah.
I'd like to. They never do really translate, though. So, how do we know he was sending a negative message? He could have.
Now you're scaring me.
Well, I'm just saying he could have been saying like the half track and parking lot C has its lights on. I mean, maybe he was making a PSA announcement. He could have been talking about what they were going to eat. I don't know what he was saying. That's my point. Let's not rush your judgment. That's all I'm saying.
All right,
Amanda.
Amanda.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Okay, Amanda.
Yeah?
Turn down your crap in the background and focus.
I turned it off.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Is this Adam and Drew?
Go ahead. Give her another chance.
No. She's
you'll
gone.
Like this one. You'll like it. No, you'll
listen.
Like it.
Amanda, hey. You sit and rot for about 30 minutes and then we'll get back to you. I can't go through that dance. Jody?
Yes?
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question. I'm thinking about getting the copper T IUD.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the strings hang down a little past the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if I use the Instead Soft Cup, if it's going to pull on the strings or dislodge it.
Why would you use that also?
For the periods.
Hmm. All right. The copper IUD has strings on it?
Yes.
To get it out?
No, sure that it's
it actually has a little wire that sticks out of the cervix. You can, the guy can feel it when he's...
Right.
Well, some guys can.
Oh, yeah. I don't think... I'd have to get a, like, jump from a three-story building with my penis out to feel that copper wire.
It's, it's a little wire, and it's, when it comes time to pull this, the IUD out, it's something you, is that you grab onto and pull it out with.
Who's you?
The doctor.
Really?
The doctor does, yeah. So you want to use something like this cup?
Yes.
And the cup is a birth control device?
It's a
it's for when you're having your period.
Like a tampon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it catches it and you pull it out later on.
Wait a minute now. How come I don't know about this, Drew?
Many people do.
How long's it been around?
A few years.
But, you know, just like 3 or 4 years? I mean, it's relatively new?
Yeah.
And instead of putting a tampon up in there, you put this little cup in there.
And you form a seal around the cervix, like with a diaphragm.
Right, and it stops everything up.
Right.
And the blood builds up in there.
Right.
And then when you get home that day, you drain it out and throw it in the dishwasher, right?
I wouldn't reuse it.
Oh, you don't reuse it?
No.
Huh. Why not reuse it? Like, you know, like not a sponge, but a, not an IUD. What am I thinking of, Drew?
Diaphragm.
Thank you. See, Drew doesn't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, why not like a diaphragm? You know, just rinse it out and put it back up in there? No?
No.
Why are you using this instead of a tampon?
I don't like tampons.
Why not?
They're uncomfortable.
Okay, and it's more comfortable?
You can't feel it.
How come this hasn't caught on, Drew?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, baby. So you want to know if the copper wire that's hanging off of the IUD is going to interfere with this thing?
Or if when I go in to get the cup out, if it's going to move the strings and shift the IUD.
What about it, Drew?
What does your doctor say about this?
I haven't asked him yet.
I don't think they would be... I'm not sure you can use it with the IUD.
Well, what about the tampon? You can use that with the IUD.
Yeah, you can definitely use a tampon.
Well, what's the difference?
But I don't see how you can get this thing to position if the string is there.
But doesn't a tampon go further up?
It does, but it doesn't have to be in a certain position. You know what I'm saying? You can move around.
Yeah, but if you're going to the point... If you're going far enough up to hit the... copper from the IUD, then it doesn't really matter what you're doing. You're interrupting something or screwing with something.
What? We're not communicating.
We're not? Well, no. Drew, you dropped off about 2 minutes ago. I don't know what happened to you.
I'm just trying to figure out what she's up to here, because it's just not a routine sort of situation. She hasn't talked to her doctor about it.
I think she's calling you. Well, she's got IUD. She's got the copper wire hanging down the IUD.
And now she wants to use the cups.
She wants to use that cup instead of the tampon, and she's worried that she's going to upset the IUD effective.
You can't upset the IUD. That's wedged in there. I don't see how the cup's going to stay in place, but that's fine.
All right. Hey, Jody?
Yes?
So don't worry about upsetting the IUD.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And what about when she gets into different positions, like on top or wheelbarrow or a reverse cowgirl or doggy? The IUD is going to be in different positions. Is it still effective?
It's within the uterus. You get that diagram.
No.
It's in the uterus. It's wedged inside her body in the uterus, not... in the vagina, in the uterus.
And these things are coming back, the IUD.
Yeah, they are.
They had some trouble with them years back.
Fertility problems, infections in the tubes. They still scare me. I saw so many problems with them. But the data looks good on them now.
Well, it would seem like they wouldn't bring them back unless they had a handle on them.
No, there was huge liability with it. Yeah, no, they've checked it out pretty carefully again.
All right, we got to go to break, but let me hit Chip real fast. Chip?
Hello.
23?
Yes.
The Sherpa.
Yeah.
The Sherpa guide are guides that lead folks up Mount Everest.
It's the Himalayan Indian tribe, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah, they hang out there around the base, and they don't need a whole lot of oxygen, those people.
I see.
Okay. So you, if you went to, where is that? Somewhere around Nepal or something?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Mount Everest? Nepal?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, Drew, say you don't know then, instead of acting confused.
No idea.
I know, Chip, you don't know.
Sorry.
Right. Hang on there. Mount Everest. It's between like Nepal and it's on the border somewhere.
Right.
Northern India. Hmm. All right. The point is, if you went there and you want to do go up to Mount Everest, you get yourself a Sherpa guide. Yes,
right.
Drew?
Or a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, get a whole bunch because you got to have somebody who's carrying your crap.
Right.
For me, I would actually have them carry me like Cleopatra. You know, it'd be a great publicity stunt. My stunt is I want to be the first person to make the ascent on Mount Everest while being carried.
Without your feet touching the ground.
Right. And I would arrange a Bennington commercial. I would one of every ethnicity except for my own to carry me to the top of Mount Everest. It'd be a great publicity stunt, wouldn't it?
Great way to use your time.
And I mean, you could probably make a run during the summer. You know, you get a. Yeah, I would have a sponsor make me like whoever made the blimp for the guy who owns Virgin Airlines. You know, whoever makes that balloon, I have make me like a special carrying. You know, they would be essentially pallbearers. Essentially, I make me a special like titanium coffin with a stereo in it. You know, like a roll bar in case there was trouble, nice. An airbag. And I'd pad it, and I'd have it catheterized. I'd have the urine and fecal matter just fall out of the thing. And we'd do it during the summer, and I'd have oxygen and Mozart pumped into this thing that I was being carried. And I would get to the top. I'd be the first person. Better yet, when I got off the plane in Nepal, I would never touch the ground.
Ever.
I would never touch the ground. I would have people carry me to my hotel room and put me in a limousine and everything. I'd be the first person to set foot on the top of Mount Everest without ever setting foot in the country that it was in.
Did you just eat about a gram of mushrooms?
No, but I think this is a great publicity stunt.
Okay, good.
I could wear a Loveline t-shirt. This would be huge, Drew. You see, you're not a visionary. That's your problem.
I have a little man show insignias on the outside of the coffin.
Yeah. I could get sponsorships.
Oh, we'll have crane canker puppets throughout the episode.
Right,
Some of them will be carrying you.
Right.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, man, this would be great. Okay, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. He's in Washington, D.C. And phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah.
I was just talking to phone screener Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sherpas are from Tibet.
Oh, Tibet. Okay.
Yeah, and I was saying Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I know Mount Everest is in between Tibet. Maybe
something.
Nepal. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, see, I'm not there to just pick up the dictionary and look it up.
Yeah, what would you look up, though?
I can go on the web and look it up.
All right, genius.
Look up, you know.
Don't got a computer
Everest.
Where you are?
I'll do it.
Yeah, do that, would you?
Yeah, but then you'll start yelling at me for not concentrating.
Nah, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead and do it now.
You talk to Amanda in the meantime.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Amanda, I say Mount Everest, 26,332 feet.
Nope.
Amanda?
Yeah?
All right, your team.
Yeah.
You get spontaneous orgasms during the day.
Yeah. And I don't even know why. Nothing's there to turn me on or anything. It just happens out of nowhere.
Are you on any medication?
No.
And does it, let's see. Do you know what an orgasm is? Have you ever had one with a guy?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
14 had an orgasm with a guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so see, girls that they have it, it's like, yeah, what are you talking about? Of course. How could I not?
Okay.
They fall right out of me.
And it feels the same.
Yeah.
Right. That's she's one of those types. That's the spectrum of the female.
That's a nice little perk. Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
How did you have the orgasm with the guy? Or he was just around during the time you had it when you were just standing around?
No, we were just messing around.
Wow. You got an older sister for me? Not too much older, just like 6 months?
Oh, just think how that could add to your laziness.
I mean, yeah, because while it's raining orgasms over at Amanda's place, I can't get an orgasm out of one with a flat bar and a single jerk.
But I'm really...
You know what a single jerk is, Drew?
No, it's like you pull your
mini sledgehammer.
I see.
Mini sledge.
All right, 29,028 feet. You ready?
29,000.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, boy, that's a high peak.
But like you'll be happy to know it lies on the border between Nepal and Tibet.
Good times.
I'll tell you,
me and phone screener Brian, what a team we would make tooling around in his bench-seated, beat-up S10 pickup truck, drinking a sixer at the park, cruising chicks. Oh, yeah.
Talking about trivia.
Amanda?
Yeah?
Hey, baby. All right, so you're half...
Is she burping?
She burped. You're all class. So you're
everything falls out of her.
You're having yourself an orgasm, that's
burps,
fine.
Orgasms, whatever.
That's just you, baby.
Is there anything wrong with me?
No.
Were you exercising or anything when it happened?
No.
Then you're fine.
No, some women are just have that capacity that they can, you know, just tighten the muscles down there and pow.
All right.
Others, we talked to somebody earlier this evening, she couldn't pry it out.
No. Let's talk to, who are we talking to?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You're 22.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I've been in a relationship for about two and a half years. You know, about 6 months into the relationship, I don't know what happened, but I started not being able to get, like, an erection whenever I wanted to. Before that, I could get an erection, like easy.
Before, what do they do now, tell me? They removed a testicle?
Yeah, they removed a testicle on that.
Why?
Like 16.
Why?
Because I guess it got twisted and it was born with a piece of skin that attaches to your scrotum or whatever.
Right, it got a torsion. And so it twists and dies, basically. That's pretty painful, huh?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Well, tell people about it, because it's actually an important thing for people to know how to sort of recognize.
Okay, well, I was sitting there with my cousin up in this bedroom watching TV, and it'd go away periodically. I mean, sometimes it would throb, then it would go away before that. And sometimes it'd really hurt, and then it'd go away. But this time it just kept on hurting and hurting and hurting. I figured it'd go away if I shipped it or moved, you know, because sometimes it'd go away if I did that. But this time my cousin thought I was being a dummy. I just started curling up on the floor, you know. And then finally I figured, I got to go to the hospital. It just hurt so bad.
But right. Now, there's nothing about the removal of that testing that should affect your...
I tell you, Drew, Aaron should cut a PSA for this.
Yeah, again, another just glorious, colorful images.
Actually, I think it makes me perform better now. I mean, it used to anyways, but...
But you're having trouble...
Because I can go a little longer, I thought, but... I think it's me. Have I lost interest? I mean, because sometimes... I can rejuvenate, you know what I'm saying, take a break.
Right.
And then after three, I can go for like 3 days perfectly normal, then I'll just lose interest again, maybe rejuvenate another 3 days and go again like normal.
Hold on.
That just seems odd to me.
Yeah. We have one woman you're rejuvenating with, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Didn't sound thrilled about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Are you in love?
It's a thing too. I think I'm just losing interest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You don't sound like you're ready to break out into song about this young lady. would that be?
Like you had a caller earlier, and it was kind of messed up, and had this guy had a kid with her or something.
Right.
And,
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's a bipolar manic depressant.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes Escalift.
Do you take any medications?
No, I don't take anything.
All right, so your old lady's a handful.
Yeah, and I've been trying to, you know, I loved her in the beginning, and I just wanted to help her out. I think that's why I've been here so long.
Right. Well, that's how long, you're 22, how long you been with her?
2 years, about 3 months.
Okay. Well,
sounds like you got to be honest about this and maybe
Does she have a kid?
No, but she's a compulsive liar, too.
All right, listen.
And she said...
All right, that's enough. Listen,
yeah, that's a problem.
You don't need to talk to us to know you need to break up with someone. And Drew.
Yeah.
I know this. I feel this way. And, whenever you feel it's like a food you really like,
mm-hmm.
and when you realize that someone else doesn't like lasagna
or
cashews or something like that, you get pissed off.
Yeah.
This is what I feel about relationships. Isn't it better to be alone than to be with a serious handful? I mean, to
be... Yeah, but you got to remember, a lot of people need that. They seek that out.
I know chicks need that, but the guys need that too?
Some guys are very codependent. And I'll tell you, let me just finish with Aaron, though. It sounds like there has been a real change in his performance that may be not just because of the lack of enthusiasm about the relationship. He ought to get checked out just in case there's something wrong with the testosterone production in that one remaining testing. Or maybe a thyroid problem or a prolactin screen tumor or something else affecting his overall biology.
Yeah.
Yeah, a second.
Hey, Drew, let me ask you a question.
What?
Both my hands, the palms of my hands,
yeah,
right about the middle of the palm of my hands are mm-hmm. producing tumors or lumps or something, you know? Remember the one I had in my palm?
Yeah. Yep.
These are in the middle of my hands. Mm. They're getting more pronounced, and they're right in the middle of the palm of my hand, and they're on both hands now.
Let me look at it. Usually those are synovial cysts.
What is that coming from?
They're coming from the sheaths that surround the tendons that go out to your fingers.
Yeah.
The particular ones that cause your fingers to move forward, to flex.
Really? Yeah, this is on the underside, and it's about an inch back from where my fingers attach to my palm.
Yeah, and it moves when you open and close your fingers, right?
I guess, not really. Not it feels really. Like a little BB's under there, but it's on both hands now.
Is it the fourth finger only?
Let's see. No. One of them's in the middle, and the other one's off toward the pinky side.
Well, you may be getting what are called Dupuytren's contractures.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought initially. An old Dupuytren's has reared its ugly head, but why both hands and why sort of at the same time?
Because that tends to be the way that develops. And at a certain age. Your dad have this? That sort of shortening is fourth and fifth fingers kind of contracted down a little bit?
No. No, is this a boxing thing, though?
Not that I'm aware of.
Why the palms of both hands,
though? Let me look at it.
All right, well, could you fly back tonight? I'm worried.
Jesus Christ.
Justin?
Come on, my God.
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up there, buddy?
Hey, I think you should do the publicity stunt.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And I have a question for Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is it possible for, like, real life, dog sperm cells to, like, if we could inject them into, like, some lady's egg cells and could make, like, a baby out of that? Like a
No, mm-hmm. you can't mm-hmm. you no? can't mix across species.
All right.
Sorry. No dog baby.
God willing. God willing, one day, Justin.
Yeah.
We'll be able to do that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Interbreeds.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you mix, Justin?
Like a wolf or something. Like a werewolf.
You go wolf human?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wolfy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, all right.
Good times, right?
Good times, yeah.
Yeah. I'd do like a giraffe and a catfish.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good eating.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's better. I'd probably like take my two favorite foods. I would take like a cow... And like a linguine, or is that a pasta?
The linguine, I'm not sure that's a species.
Oh, well, you know what I do? I take a cow and an asparagus.
Ooh, yeah.
No, that wouldn't work either.
I don't plant now.
I would take a cow and a ribs.
Yeah.
Now you know what I would?
How about your favorite food and just cross it with a rhinoceros? You get more of it.
Yeah, rhino can be tough. I'd take a cow and a pig.
All right, there you go.
And make a kid or
a pow.
A pow. That's right. I would write this down, Drew.
I'm writing it.
Cow
genius.
Cow and pig and make a pow. And you'd have, you know, sometimes you go out for ribs and it's like, you want the beef or you want the baby back pork. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know, man. I don't know. And they're like, well, what's it going to be? And you're like, I mean, the baby backs are succulent, but the beef ribs so much bigger. And the guy starts yelling at it. And he's like, mm-hmm. make a decision. He starts yelling, Mow! And you're like, I don't know. And this now, you know, pow.
Pow.
Give me the pow. Give me a half. Give me a large rack of the pow. That would be good. And listen, Drew, can't we do this now? I mean, well... We got the nectarine. Oh. You know what I mean? I mean, that's like a peach and a plum or something, right?
Yeah.
Or tangerine and a peach. Or, I mean, we can make the nectarine. I don't think the nectarine existed 100 years ago.
If we can make a nectarine, certainly we can make a pow.
We made boysenberries out of, I think, I don't know, blackberries and blueberries or something like that. Knott's did the boysenberry.
Is that right?
Yeah, not Knott's Berry Farm, Don Knott's.
Oh, okay.
No, no, Knott's Berry Farm did that. I'm just saying, whoever's listening, is some geneticist or something, start working on pow. I could go for that. Eat them ribs.
You just sit back and think about the pow while we take a break.
All right. Hey, everybody. Love line. Hey, Drew.
You.
Just spent the last 10 minutes trying to hammer out what Knott's from Knott's Berry Farm invented. Decided he crossed the blackberry with the raspberry, creating the boysenberry.
Oh, interesting.
That's where we left off.
I see. Well, I'll look it up on the web. You want me to?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Joe?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Yeah. Girlfriend, she's 21. We've been together for just over 3 years now. And like 2 weeks ago, she started like bitching about like, if we get out of the car and we start walking somewhere, if I walk a little in front of her, if I walk through a door before her, or like if I'm ever in front of her, she's like bitching about it being disrespectful. And it doesn't happen all the time, but I mean, I never think about it.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
Just over 3 years.
3 years. And how long has she been complaining like this?
Like 2 weeks.
3.5.
Is some of this is she from Atlanta? Is she from the South?
Yeah.
Is some of this sort of her expectation, you know, of her upbringing, that women be treated a certain way?
Well, I don't know, but why the hell didn't it come out earlier than this?
It's
like
interesting.
All of a sudden.
I don't know. Do we care? He's walking in front of her.
She's angry about something.
Yes.
Everything you do, she's angry and irritable about. Now, either she's getting depressed about something, maybe she's on a new birth control pill or having some medications affecting her, or something's going on in this relationship.
Have a chat with her, not about who's walking through the door first, but about what's going on in general. Don't attack her. Just have a chat about it.
All right. The boysenberry was developed in the early 1920s by Rudolph Boysen of Napa, California. Considered along with the Loganberry and the Youngberry, a variety of blackberry.
What the hell that Knott's of Knott's Berry Farm did?
They're just canned stuff.
Well, maybe he got hold of this thing and kind of claimed it as his own or something, because that would have been right about the right time period in the 20s. All I'm saying is, come on, if they could do this, we're up to mating the pig and the cow. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. People's thing is like, nah, we can't do that. We don't want to play God. But I say, if you can pull God off, do it. Oh, you want to take another call here, Drew?
I'm still quickly going through the knots.
All right, go ahead. I'll take a call.
All right.
Chris?
Boysenberry pies? Donuts.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 16. What's up?
Huh?
All right.
Whoa.
That's about an average caller.
Oh.
Tim?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. You're 17. You want to know if Paxil's increasing your tolerance to opiates?
Yeah.
You take opiates for fun?
Yeah.
What kind of opiates do you take?
Buena Park is well known as the home of the boysenberry. Wait a minute.
This show's great. You know what this show's like? You know, when you're a kid and you wanted to stay up longer, you thought you could, like, distract your parents by telling them to watch something or engage them or talk to them or something. This is what I do with Drew. I distract him so that I really get Drew to prioritize by looking up who invented boysenberries while people are ODing on the other line.
Yeah. Buena Park has been well known as the home of the boysenberry, which was created by Rudolph Boysen and Walter Knott, together with blackberry, red raspberry, and loganberry.
Now, Drew, doesn't this reinforce one more time that I'm never wrong?
Never.
About anything?
It's kind of freaking me out, in fact.
Yeah, so even when you look something up and it doesn't have my guy's name on it, you got to find another source. Thank you. Tim.
Yeah.
You're on the Paxil.
Right.
And you're taking the drugs, too.
Right.
So you should stop taking the drugs because you're already on the Paxil. which suggests that you have some problems and that you're trying to take care of those problems. And now you're kind of compounding those problems by getting into the drugs.
Well, I've been into the drugs for a while.
Okay. Has anybody treated your drug addiction?
Nope.
All right, well, that's why you're depressed. You're a drug addict. Sorry. Drug addicts are always depressed.
Well, actually, I'm taking a pack for social and generalized anxiety disorders. Right,
but none of that, any psychiatric symptoms you have when you're doing drugs are sort of uninterpretable. It doesn't matter. I mean, anything under the sun can be happening when you're doing drugs. You've got to get the drug addiction treated. The rule of thumb is you wait at least 3 months to treat psychiatric symptoms until somebody's well engaged in treatment.
All right, I want to talk to young Justin, who's from Oklahoma, 15. You can't get the balls to ask out an older girl at school.
Well, she's not really older. She's like a couple months older than I am.
She's one of the popular girls.
Huh?
Did you describe her to one of our phone screeners as older?
She's in a higher grade than me.
I see.
All right.
You know, it kind of dawns on me that I'm kind of stupid for being in a lower grade than her, and I don't really want to ask her out because of it.
What grade are you?
I'm going into 10th grade this year.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you're 15.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the deal, Justin.
Do you think you have a chance?
Well, like, she kind of talks to me and whatnot, but...
Uh-oh.
She talks to you telepathically, or she actually moves her lips? Because I believe there are girls communicating with me, but that was different.
Yeah, it's not like one of them.
Does she have a boyfriend? Does she have a boyfriend?
No, she was going out with this senior last year. But me and this senior didn't really get along. He was kind of a faggot, like an ape. Mm-hmm. So,
the girls I would communicate with telepathically would command me to rape Drew.
Mm. Good times.
Yeah, interesting defense from a legal standpoint.
Mm-hmm. It's like Son of Sam.
Yeah. So anyway, I cut Justin off because he said her ex-boyfriend was a faggot who walked like an ape.
Yeah.
And although I don't mind that kind of talk on this show, it just sort of seemed to come from nowhere, and it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you kind of get that vibe there, Drew?
Yeah. Yes.
So, here's the deal, Justin. We don't care. I don't care if the girl goes out with you or
doesn't go out with you. But go ahead and ask.
I don't know. I don't like Justin.
Okay.
Don't ask. You should live, and not only that, Justin, with this girl, but for your whole life. Never ask. Never dare.
His head should grow in the ground and he should grow up like an onion.
Grow like an onion.
Yeah.
They'll take a, could I go for some boysenberry pie right now? Big clump of ice cream. You know what I do, Drew? I give it a shot in the microwave. Just a shot. About 33, 34 seconds in the microwave, and pow, with the vanilla Haagen-Dazs.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I start with a fork and then I transition into a spoon. All right. That's the show. That's the week. I want to thank phone screener Brian.
Before you think about it, I've got my telephone, so I'll call you, honey.
All right, sweet.
All right. Phone screener Tara. Tara, don't call me Tara.
I want to thank phone screener Tara. Don't call me Tara, goddammit. And phone screener Brian for doing a great job and knowing what I'm talking about. And semi-producer Lauren and engineer Ken, who came in the last few days, or is it the whole goddamn week? No, maybe the last like 3 days. Filling in for Anderson and Fresh Air. I'll tell you, this guy's got fingers like Liberace.
Mm.
Nobody works that board like Ken. Nobody. Okay.
All right.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahala.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.